Welcome to the T3 podcast, normally coming to you from the global headquarters of Tech San Diego in beautiful sunny Del Mar with California sheltering place. We have moved the headquarters of Tech San Diego to sunny Rancho Penasquitos, our home office. We're all sheltering in place as per the guidelines that California instituted yesterday. So we are virtual, and this is the T3 podcast. And joining me from the comfort of her home, Erin Chizdak, client benefit specialist with Marsh & McLennan Agency. How goes solitary life, Erin?
Hey, Kevin. Well, things are pretty crazy, as you know, but luckily my company, Marsh & McLennan Agency, we were already set up to kind of work from home. So yes, I'm working from the comfort of my home office, and I have my two little fur babies as new coworkers. So I have quarantined them downstairs so we don't hear them barking, but my coworkers, Artemis and Bernie, are keeping me plenty of company. So how is working remote going for you?
Biggest challenge, getting a little bit of adjustment. We also have dogs here and kids. Tell me what the biggest adjustment working from home.
For me personally, I tend to eat way more when I'm home than when I'm at the office. So I have been snacking incessantly. And also, you know, just trying to keep myself busy. I think one of the biggest, hiccups to my schedule was when all the gyms closed. As most of you know, I'm an avid CrossFitter and cyclist. So it's been really difficult to not go to the gym, but we're doing, squats with water jugs and taking runs around the block as much as possible.
Well, it's funny, you know, the video that went viral a couple months ago on the gentleman who bought his wife the Peloton, he's not looking so silly now. So he's probably looking pretty good on that. So, one of the buzzwords on working from home is cybersecurity and making sure that our home offices are just as secure as our work offices, which is provides us a very nice segue for our next guest, which is ESET. ESET began life as a pioneer of antivirus protection, creating award-winning threat detection software. And for the last 30 years, ESET has grown to a global leader in helping people protect their digital worlds. And joining us from ESET is Jeremy Ojeda. Jeremy, did I pronounce that name correct?
You did. Congratulations. I appreciate that. I'm happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
So Jeremy, you're going to have to go through the home office thing too. Tell us about what the biggest challenge is on working from home.
We are. It's pretty phenomenal because as less than a week, our entire workforce was remote. And that's a testament to our IT department and our leadership. But working from home is now going to be our new normal, at least as you mentioned, the governor, Gavin, until April 19th. But I think now more than ever, cybersecurity, working remote, having a VPN, having a secure network is going to be imperative. So it's open business as usual. Everybody's just working hard to do their part, whether they're marketing, sales, and HR. We're all business as usual here, just working remote in a different location.
And Jeremy, what do you do at the wonderful world of ESET?
So I am the HR business partner talent acquisition for ESET North America. And my job is to identify really great talent that could be successful within our leadership for our ESET office here in the United States and in Canada.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but the North American headquarters for ESET is San Diego, correct?
It is. So like you stated, ESET has been around for over 30 years. We do have 22 locations all across the globe and one in sunny San Diego, which is specifically Little Italy. So if you do have a chance to visit us, you can actually check into the ESET building located downtown. We have a great location and a wonderful city, but we are located in downtown San Diego.
So we talked a little bit about what ESET is. It's obviously a company that's really focused on cybersecurity. Right before we go into talking about culture and the type of jobs, give us a quick pitch on what you guys do and how you help companies on cybersecurity.
Perfect. This is a great topic. So ESET North America, we are a global leader in all things cybersecurity. So what we do very well is we enable home end users or companies of small to mid to large size organizations continue moving forward in all things cybersecurity threats. So that's malware. We do two-factor authentication, data loss prevention. A lot of the software that we manufacture, update, and produce enable companies to move forward in their company. So I'd like to showcase we are privately held and self-funded. We do have 13 research and development locations across the globe that enable us to get great products to our clients and customers.
Jeremy, so I took a peek at the Tech San Diego Talent Pulse, issue for February, and it looks like a lot of software developers are really in demand here in San Diego. What type of job openings do you have in your San Diego office that you can tell us a little bit about?
Well, that's my favorite topic as a recruiter, but it's really exciting. One thing I'd like to point out, in the last 30 to 40 days, we did have approximately 22 open positions. And right now we have some really great open roles. So we're constantly looking for new talent, trying to have people join our organization. So right now we have some tech support agents, customer support agent. These individuals are on the front line of people who have bought our product and have an inquiry, whether it's online chat, taking incoming calls, or taking outbound calls. They're connecting with them. It is a high degree of customer service, but a huge degree of technical background. They're troubleshooting, they're communicating, and they're relaying that information to the next department of whom can help. Another exciting opportunity is a senior threat intelligence analyst role. And this is, in my 6 years of recruiting, this is the funnest job I have ever recruited for. We're looking for somebody that is a cybersecurity expert in all things the United States. So this person will not only add to the news, understanding what's happening, what information does ESET have, but how does this person become an expert and become the news? So for instance, if they pick up a story in Iowa of a grid getting hacked or a financial institution getting held up for ransom or hospital, they're going to add as much information, good information, powerful information to become the expert for all of our news blogs, for our journalists. So it's really exciting, but we're always looking for great talent. And in San Diego, we do not have a shortage of it. So I'm always open to having a conversation with anybody that is open to having a conversation with ESET North America.
Well, Jeremy, that job position sounds like it's pretty specific. Do you have to be like an ex-CIA operative to work in that job? Or what type of background does somebody have to land that position with ESET?
So it is it's an elevated role. I mean, we're looking for somebody that can really hit the ground running. However, somebody that has an analytical background, that has clients that report, conduct briefings to many threat factors that their company faces. For instance, if you're a financial institution, we're looking for analysts that understand the threats incoming, the different type of threat factors, the different type of threat groups, relay that information to their client, and the client from then either patches the firewall or the points of entry. So somebody that has a really unique and expanded knowledge of cybersecurity, all type of threats specifically targeting the United States. So it's really, really powerful, and a really big job.
So Jeremy, tell us a little bit about the culture of ESET and why someone would want to work at ESET.
Okay, well, I'm so glad that you asked that, because you know, I joined ESET roughly about 8 months ago, and I was in the seat of somebody looking for employment as well. And when I got here, my boss, the VP of HR, Celeste Blodgett, we looked at the numbers. We looked at what was being told by metrics. So, you know, the culture is one that it's highly collaborative. People really enjoy working for ESET North America. The tenure on the lower end is roughly around 3 to 5 years, but we just celebrated individuals that have been with us for 5, 10, 15 years. So we're very grateful to have them in our doors working really hard. But we cultivate and facilitate this internal employee movement, meaning if you believe that there's a job for you that you're qualified to do and you could add value, we like to tap into that talent as well as looking for external candidates. But I think people at the end of the day understand that we're in the people business, whether it's cybersecurity and we're safeguarding the information you have at your home, or a small to a big enterprise business, you know, internally we take care of our people and our clients. And I think that the culture really, they take to that and they gravitate towards that. They're very appreciative from the surveys that we've sent out and the tenure that we have, that we're lucky to have at ESET North America.
Got it. Jeremy, is there anything unique that you do with your employees? I can only imagine having employees globally would be quite a fun little gig there. So is there anything unique that you do to keep your employees engaged?
Yeah, I mean, that's that's the other aspect of this position. So not only finding great talent, but how do we figure out what motivates people, what keeps it fun? Because at the end of the day, every job will become a job, but how do we retain talent? So we oversee ESET Canada as well. I know every Thursday we send out a workout from home. Me and Megan Lopez, she is the VP business partner of employee benefits, and the two of us do wellness together. And every Thursday at 2 o'clock, without skipping a beat, we send a video of somebody in our organization doing a workout. It could be easy as doing lunges or standing against a wall. And it's great because people will send in their videos and they're showing us what they're doing and how they're interacting. And that's just one small way that you keep the day fun. You know, our goal is to create content or to create software and our marketing team to promote it, ourselves to sell it. But at the end of the day, we want to keep you motivated. And that's one small way that we do that every Thursday. And it's been really fun. It's great to see people interacting.
Awesome. Sounds like a cool little Wellness Thursday thing you got going on there. Well, since I'm the resident, I guess, benefits guru on this podcast, let's get the basics out of the way. So if I'm listening to this, I took a quick peek at the ESET careers page, and it outlines that you offer a generous benefits package that includes, you know, health benefits, 401ks, and I even saw some tuition reimbursement. So why don't you give us the rundown of your benefits program and how you're using that to attract and retain your talent?
Yeah, great. I love this question because as a recruiter, you know, I am for many people the only communication that individuals will have with our organization. So this topic comes up a lot, and I'm really proud of our benefits package. So we do have a comprehensive health benefits, dental, life insurance package that every new hire is eligible to enroll in after 30 days, roughly 30 days of starting with our organization. In addition to that, we do have tuition reimbursement. If you are a full-time employee and you've had 1 year of employment with ESET, we reimburse up to $5,000 a year, but also for part-time workers as well. If you've been here for 2 years, we reimburse up to $2,500. So those are great ways to attract and retain talent that want to continue that education. And then also we do have a 401k match. So one of the questions I asked when I was offered the job was, hey, how does your 401k work? And it was really important to me that my company matched really quickly, and we do it on your 91st day. A lot of companies do a year or they have a vesting period, but ESET, on your 91st day, we will match up to 4%, which was a selling point for my end. And then in addition to that internal growth I was talking about, we do have many different certifications that our tech support can opt into for CompTIA, Security Plus, A Plus. These are certifications that we hold on site in trainings. So you can take these with you and have these on your resume to build upon your skills. But in addition to all these great perks, I mean, we do have some great like massages every month. It fills up super fast. So right when Amber Jones, our HR generalist, uploads those, you have got to be there really quickly because you can get a free massage every month. We have fresh fruit. We have an employee assistance program. We have a great multi-purpose room. We want to keep it fun. We have a great gym. We have a running club. We have a Peloton that I was really, really into the first couple of weeks. And my buddy and I were going back and forth, and he has the opportunity to have one at his home. So he should have more rides than me, but it's great to have that as an option. We have industry state-of-the-art ellipticals. We have free weights. We have treadmills, you know, all the things. In addition to being a great company, we try to provide that for our benefits package because we want you to be happy while you're working here throughout the week.
Sounds good, Jeremy. Jeremy, one of the distribution on this podcast is going to be to students. Most of the regional student population are migrating back home. And so one of the things we want to do is make sure that we address those student populations and remind them that San Diego is a great place for a career destination. And there's plenty of companies like ESET they could work on. You had talked earlier about some entry-level jobs, and I'm going to ask you a loaded question. I know the answer to this because, in fact, Tech San Diego has directly assisted ESET to find interns. But tell us about a little bit about, do you have an intern program? Do you hire new university talent? Tell us about that program a little bit.
Okay, perfect. That's a really great question because, I mean, San Diego is a tech hub. You know, a lot of jobs are filling this city. And we look for talent wherever we can get it with the right experience. And I know for a new grad, I remember when I was starting out after college and being ex-military, I thought I was going to get a job so fast. And I found out that was not the case. And it is difficult sometimes. It's a catch 22 almost. I don't have the experience, but no one will give me the experience because I don't have it. But we do have an internship program that our HR team has taken on. We take on anyone that is interested in the tech arena from all around the world. And that extends to our UCSD, our SDSU, any type of local colleges as well. But, you know, when we talk about somebody, an entry-level position, we look to give them the skill set that they will succeed later. So maybe right now we have a TSA position, a technical support agent, or a customer service support agent. We will bring you on. You can learn our products, learn the way we do business, and, you know, segue into another department or another role. And that happens all the time. So we're always happy to go on a career fair or have a conversation with someone that's open to getting in the market, the tech market with ESET.
And I think you touch on something, you know, getting that first job, even as a, you know, tech support, you're going to learn so much by hearing directly from customers that's going to be very valuable as you look to other areas. Do you have a way to internally step people up? What's the, if someone goes to ESET and let's say they want to spend 3 to 5 years there, do you guys have a plan on promoting people internally?
That's a really great question. And the reason why I love that is because ultimately, since I've been doing recruitment, you know, pay is a huge motivator for a new position. But ultimately, what I found, people will leave for growth. People want to do more, to take on more. And oftentimes that comes with a higher price tag. However, internally, when we talk about growth, as a recruiter, I really advocate to hiring managers in our company. We cannot give you a position. If a job opens, we want to give you the same opportunity. But what does that look like if you're signaling to leadership you want to move up in your career? So we've identified a career roadmap where if you come in various departments, there's a segue into where your career can go. If you're open to that, there's a checklist based off all of the success you're having. This is the career path for tech support, for instance. You can become an online chat support 1 and level 2. You can help our business support agents, our malware support agents. I mean, tech, we always have open positions. So with our sales, there is definitely a path for growth. Our most entry level is a inside sales representative where you, like you were stating, you learn our products. You understand the calls that you would take, how our product works, and how it is efficient. And then you can segue to a territory account manager where then you're talking to a huge region of the country. So we definitely do have career roadmaps because I think it's imperative. If we're going to offer somebody a position and we think that they can be successful, it's not only for year one and year two. We look forward to see where can you grow? How can we keep you for long term? So I love that you asked that.
So Jeremy, quick question. I always like to ask recruiters this. What jumps out on a resume to you? Like what, when you're looking through hundreds, I'm assuming, of resumes of people that want to work for your company, what makes someone stand out to you?
That's a really good question. So I do have a lot of friends and coworkers that say, hey, can you look up my resume? You know, you're a recruiter, you do this all the time. I think it's twofold. It's the interview as well, or even your LinkedIn profile. So for instance, a resume, like you said, we're vetting through hundreds of resumes. LinkedIn, I'm scouring millions of people to get to a Boolean search. What am I actually looking for? So I would, a huge indicator on your resume, on your LinkedIn, or in an interview, if you can in detail communicate either with words or written, the things that you're doing. So if you have experience doing a budget, what is that budget? But what is the monetary number to that budget? If you're working on technology, what does that mean? You're troubleshooting, you're working with malware, software, because when I run a search, I'm looking for keywords and I can only move forward people that have the applicable experience. So I think that's the number one when I'm looking at resumes, being clear, being not too detailed, but detailed enough where I understand, okay, I get a picture based off this resume, what this person is actually doing.
Jeremy, that's really great advice.
Yeah, I think what you're saying, Jeremy, is put on your resume that you should be qualified for the job.
Yeah, that ding, 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 ding. I mean, that's one of the, you know, one of the caveats of this job. And I will like to say, going back to the new grads, you know, I love my job. And like I said, when I began my career, I thought I was going to get a job. You know, everyone would be crazy not to hire me prior military. I'm from a small town. Everybody waves to each other. So I thought it would be very easy. And it, in fact, wasn't. But when I talk to new grads, that is really my motivation when helping somebody find a position. So I have a lot of calls where, hey, based off of your skill set, I tried to lead the person into understanding for themselves that this job may not be where they're suited for. I'm not saying no forever, but just right now. But I'd love to stay connected. I'd love to be your person for ESET North America, but also helping people how to interview. That's one aspect of this position that is so crucial. So when you're answering a question, when you're going in for an interview, A, understanding the company and the job you're interviewing for. That's key. And then also, if you can effectively tell me a story, storytellers get jobs. So if you can, what is the situation? What are the details that you've done? Not your coworker, not your manager. What did you do? And what was the result of that action? Those individuals that can communicate the things they've done, I always push those individuals forward because it makes me assume that this person is doing the job. This person is competent. This person can think clearly and communicate effectively. And so a lot of the new grads, I do have conversations where I'm actually teaching them how to interview. And that's really one of the great things about my job is able to help people. Maybe they may never work at a company I'm working like ESET, but I have so many connections now and I'm really rooting for them to find a position because it's San Diego is one of those places. It's beautiful. It's great to be here, but it's tough to be here. So you have to go on many interviews to find the job that, you know, you're motivated to do and you can fit salary wise.
All right, Jeremy, is there anything that we haven't discussed today about ESET that you think would be pertinent for the public to know? Anyone listening to this podcast?
Yes. So I would like to say, you know, if you're open to a career at ESET, please monitor our careers website. You can Google ESETcareers.com. It'll take you to all of our locations. You can filter by North America and stay in the know of the opportunities that are open at any given time. In addition, we also provide new and the latest cybersecurity updates. It's an award-winning research news site that publishes information, all things cybersecurity. So please bookmark welivesecurity.com. It's a really great resource. And then finally, we do offer cybersecurity training. Any companies that are an entire workforce remote, we'd encourage you to visit ESET.com/US/cyber training. This is going to give you tools for your remote workers, for home end users to understand the training that you need to be successful in your new remote normal, working remote.
Thanks, Jeremy. Certainly, I read those ESET blogs religiously, and you guys do a great job, and it's something that I bookmark and go to quite often. You guys do a great job on social media. So again, visit the ESET career site, and listeners of T3 always know to go to techsd.org to look at the tech directory. You can look at all the companies that are hiring in San Diego. Visit techsd.org, and we'll catch you next month. Subscribe to this podcast. Jeremy and ESET, thank you very much for being our guests this month, and good luck on getting through this. And we're all working remotely, getting through home. And unless there's anything else, we will end this podcast from the new temporary headquarters of Tech San Diego in Rancho Penasquitos, California.
Thank you for having ESET on here.
Bye, everyone.
T3, Talking Tech Talent, is a Tech San Diego production, sponsored by Marsh & McLennan Agency and edited by Andrew Sims at Hypable Impact. Major thanks to Jeremy Ojeda, Human Resources Business Partner focusing on talent acquisition at ESET, for joining us.